The constant sound of traffic and airplanes going by juxtaposes with the sound of birds, barking dogs, and a tractor as Justice picks oranges by hand. Justice is a longtime citrus farmer. He grows ruby red grapefruit, Valencia oranges, navel oranges, Mineola tangelos, and lemons on his farm.
My family started this property about a little over 80 years ago, so we've been on it all that time. And the first citrus was probably planted about 70 years ago. I don't know for sure, but I have a few old white grapefruit trees that are at least 70 years old that are still alive.
A lot has changed since the days in the mid-1950s when the first major crop was planted in his farm.
Maricopa County has lost a large portion of their citrus business to the economy and also the crazy building that went on for a number of years up here that took a lot of that citrus out for planting houses.
Justice says today there isn't much citrus left in the valley.
There's some spots over in the Mesa area that still has quite a bit, and some of the Indian reservations have quite a bit of citrus now, and the rest of it's all down in the Yuma area. It's a very challenging market. Now, my citrus is all organic, and so it's certified organic and sold as such. Most of the commercial groves out here have taken everything out because they simply couldn't make any money on it.
Kevin Rogers is the president of the Arizona Farm Bureau. He says citrus farmers in Arizona today have to focus on special niches like Justice's organic fruits in order to stay afloat.
They're there and surviving, and even though the numbers are decreased a little bit overall as far as acres of production, they're still going to continue to find that niche market to survive in this economy. People would rather, you know, purchase locally. They'd rather go to the citrus farm here in Mesa or in Yuma or someplace and buy the crop and actually get to meet the farmer that cultivated it and fertilized it and took care of it and harvested it.
That's why Justice is selling to small cooperatives, farmers markets, and community-supported agriculture groups on top of the product he sends to a Rio Rico packing house. From that packing house, Justice's citrus, primarily grapefruit, is shipped around the state to grocery stores like Sprouts and Whole Foods, and some of it goes nationwide. In Yuma, lemons are the leading crop. Roger says Arizona brings in about $40 million from lemons, making it the number two producer of lemons in the country.
During this time of year, they're loading 747s with lemons and sending them to Japan.
Other citrus products like oranges are not as profitable anymore. California and Florida have always been competitors in the citrus supply, but Arizona's biggest competition comes from foreign countries. Justice says in recent years, the Arizona citrus economy has been hit the hardest by Brazil and Mexico, where they ship more citrus because labor and quality inspections are cheaper than in the U.S. The citrus at Justice's farm is picked by hand, and most of the time ends up on somebody's kitchen table within days of being picked. But even with an increased interest in organic and locally grown products, Justice says the market is nowhere near where it was before.
It is not as good a program as it was 30, 40 years ago. Citrus at that time was a very productive crop, and you did make very good money on it.
He says most of the time, the money he makes is to cover the costs of production and labor. So why do this for a living?
You know, you do it because you like the fact that you're creating something, and that's the product of your toil. This kind of operation becomes a part of you. It's in your blood.